Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. You're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Kuchu.
It's Patrick. It's Patrick Regan.
And this is Soik Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating. Fucking dating and love.
In love. Oh my god, I'm having my illness where I cannot stop. I'll choose one of my favorite Christina Yang monologues, and I just can't stop watching it, and I can't stop watching this one. It's so good.
Which one?
Can I recite it?
Please.
Okay, it's kind of it takes a second, but I know every word of it.
I'm really excited.
Burke, he took something from me. He took little pieces of me, little pieces over time. So small, I didn't even notice, you know? He wanted me to be something I'm not. And so I made myself into what he wanted. One day I was me, Christina Yang. And then suddenly I was lying for him and jeopardizing my career for him and agreeing to be married and wearing a ring and being a bride. Until I was standing there in a wedding dress with no eyebrows. And I wasn't Christina Yang anymore. And even then, I would have married him.
Oh.
I would have. I lost myself for a long time, and now that I'm finally me again, I can't. I love you. More than I loved Brooke, I love you. And that scares the crap out of me, because when you asked me to ignore Teddy's page, you took a piece of me. And I let you, and that will never happen again. So good.
That was honestly so good. Like that, like it was really real, and it gave me chills.
It's so
he turned me into a bride. Yes, that's like that. You know, and that's sort of to cross reference. That's sort of giving like he was on my. I was on my own. Didn't know that.
Oh yeah, totally. Yes, it's like this 1950s shit they want from me, you know?
Yeah, and it's like
that's a nod when Taylor says this 1950s shit they want from me. It's a nod to "Don't Worry, Darling." She's throwing a bone to her ex.
she threw
a bone to her ex on that track.
My issue with him is that no matter his age, I'm always going to assume that Harry Styles is literally a 14-year-old child, and so I just don't connect with it in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I don't struggle with sexual attraction to him.
I don't either. You can put that in the van. We don't struggle with sexual attraction to Harry. To Harry multi-hyphenate Styles.
I celebrate him, and I know he must be like really hot because a lot of people do find themselves sexually attracted to him very much so. And that's why I just look at it as like a sexual blind spot for me. Something about it I can't quite connect with.
I thought that was a really beautiful monologue. And can I ask who she says that to? Because I haven't seen all of the show.
She says it to Owen. Like,
which one's Owen?
Owen is right here. He's actually still on the show. So sad.
Let me look him up.
You hate to see it. And And wow, I'm blanking on Owen's last name, which is crazy.
Oh, I'm so fucking stupid. I literally just Googled Owen. What the fuck is wrong with me?
No, picture of me.
The name, Owen.
She says it to her new boyfriend, Owen, who she meets when she's walking into the hospital during the wintertime. A huge icicle falls and impales her through the stomach. And then Owen is walking by. He's a trauma surgeon. It's his first day. He's like, let me save this girl. And then they're like, wait, you're kind of cute. So they start dating, but she has all this like stuff left over from Burke.
Let me tell you this. Look, I just got some intel. Owen Hunt is the former head of trauma and former, what did I say?
Oh, no, I'm saying Hunt. Like, I'm saying I couldn't think of it. Like, oh, yes, Hunt.
Oh, yeah. Owen Hunt is the former head of trauma and former, me too, head of trauma, and former chief of surgery at Gray Sloan Memorial Hospital. Speaking of hospitals, I just watched I'm halfway through the Killer Nurse doc. It's not very well done, I don't think.
Oh, really? I need a new doc, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, I need a lot of stuff right now. I love Fleischman so much. Fleischman's in Trouble.
Oh, I have to watch it. Everyone says that, you know, I love Claire. I'm close with Claire. Just kidding. Never met her in my life. But
Claire is really good in it. You know what? I have to say, I don't know if you like me saying this or not, but when you channeled Christina Yang for that monologue, I felt a bit of you in there.
Really?
Yeah, I felt you wanting to go on your 80-mile-a-week runs. I told my family yesterday over lunch that you run over 80 miles a week, and everyone was really, really shocked and impressed.
Oh, good. This week I might have to take it down. Like, I can't tell because
also we unlocked one of my favorite family stories that I'd forgotten about.
Oh, what?
This is literally the funniest thing in the world. Like, my parents are nothing but supportive, but I guess Billy, when he was in sixth grade, like, tried to do cross country for a year or something.
Aww.
And my dad,
It takes a second. We had 42 freshmen on our team. I was 41st. And then the kid I usually beat, he would just only walk because his mom made him do it. And then his mom let him quit. So I was last.
That's kind of what happened here. Yeah. Basically, Billy did the race and he was really, really slow. And my dad afterwards went up to him and goes, were you trying?
I respect it.
I was dying laughing about that yesterday.
It's so hard. I mean, I didn't it didn't click for me until literally winter season of sophomore year. I had four seasons of really bad running. I'm not sure why I kept doing this. I also hated it so much, and then like something changed and I started getting better, and I also started like loving it. It was so random.
Wow. I mean, it is like a drug. I would love to like see myself improve at something this year.
What? I want to do the opposite of a commercial where I say a bad thing about a product. This is the opposite of a commercial. Okay. It's interesting. You know how I used to struggle with Celsius addiction?
Yeah.
Ever since I found out about it from two gay people in the same week in LA that time. The first one being your makeup artist and the second one being a gay person with long hair. And
the two genders.
Yeah. Makeup artist and gay person with long hair. And so I started having Celsius. I got so into it. So it did make me feel alive for a second, which I'm always, you know, trying
You're
to
feel.
You're
always searching for that, of course.
And, you know, I've talked on the pod about how my heart rate would get so high on runs. And I was like, this is so random, even when I'm running easy. And then I've only switched to just coffee. And I have been running a little slower as I've raised mileage, but my heart rate has been really under control in a really nice way. Mm-hmm. And then today, I didn't have any coffee, but I had this lying around. Had literally this one sip of this.
Yeah.
Literally my entire run.
Tell them what it is. Tell the studio audience what it is.
Oh, that's right. You guys can't see. This is 5-hour energy. This is the
I've never had that. So you had a sip of that, and then what happened? That's so vintage to see that.
I felt normal in the beginning, and then like something happened where I think I had to like sprint to get through a light in time because I didn't feel like stopping. And then my heart rate got high from that, and then just would not go down the whole run. And the whole run, though my legs felt like I was running easy, my heart rate was the rate it would be if I was like fully racing. Like a half
marathon. That sounds scary. There's something in my throat, and it's really bothering me.
And what? In your throat or my throat?
Mine. Like,
oh, okay, my throat.
We have something in our collective throat.
I did get this new, you know, running log that
let's see.
It's designed by this runner who I have mixed feelings about, because one time she came for this girl Colleen Quigley, but I also kind of have mixed feelings for on Instagram. But she is kind of a mountain runner, but she also just randomly she'll race on the track and run steeple sometimes. But it's inspired by Bujo, but it has a training twist. And so I'm putting
body by Bujo.
Body by Bujo. It's a body by Bujo. So it's just like, you know, but it's like life stuff and then mile stuff. So, and it has little dots. But anyways, I'm kind of liking that.
Yeah, you know, I have now had many people tell me that my cortisol levels are out of whack. And I'm like, okay, how do I get that down?
Oh, well, I want to do something that maybe you should do too, if you want, if you're dealing with levels in general, where there's this thing that like a lot of my pro runners use that like you, it's like a, you know, kind of new company that like you send away, like, I don't know if it's spit or blood or something. And they send you back
all your labs and tell
you like what you need.
I'll just give them a bucket full of spit, blood, and cum. And piss.
Yeah, we give them our cum. They're like, we didn't do this. And I'm like, test it, see what you find.
There's a woman on TikTok who makes jewelry out of dried cum. And it's like,
ew, I hate cum.
It's like
so
that
much
feeling when literally no one has ever asked for this, queen. And I can only celebrate other women so much. At a certain point, you have to say, stop making cum jewelry, queen.
The last time I hooked up, no one came in a way that was actually really hot.
That is hot. Like, it's like, bye. Was it like, bye? At the end, they're like,
no, because it was like elastic, because like it lasted a long
Elastigirl,
time.
Elastigirl, no, you were being, you were, it was giving Elastigirl.
Yeah. It was carrying Elastigirl because no one was coming. So it could last this like really long time. And then like,
so anyways, what happens when you send your spit to the blood factory or whatever?
Oh, anyways, they like send you like what, like, you know, supplements you should take, like if you have low iron or something.
Oh, I'm definitely wrong. I'm definitely out of whack.
Yeah. What's it called? But I don't want to say what it is because I actually DM'd. So I DM'd them and was like, hey, because like they do sponsor some runners that are have lower follower counts than me, mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, let me see if I could get this for free.
Yeah, I get it for free.
Actually DM them, which I never. You have to
give it to my friend
this,
for
but
free.
I did DM them.
Good.
Well, I was like, hey, like I'm you know, runner. I have a podcast. I'm wondering if I can use your thing. Like, if you send me it out for free, I'll post about it. And then they were like, we're going to check back in the new year and see how we feel about it. And I was like, okay, cool. But so I don't want to say who it is until
they respond, they own up to what they did and they own up to their actions. And they hold themselves accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. But isn't that the dream to like send your blood to someone? They're like, oh, you're actually just, you're low in this random thing. If you take it, you'll feel better a million times better and you'll be happy sometimes. Like, oh, that's the dream.
I think
I'm gonna, some little stupid thing wrong.
I know. I think I'm going to wean myself off my antidepressant because my psychic told me it wasn't really doing enough.
Really?
Everyone's gonna be so mad about that. I don't know if I will or not.
Oh,
I'm just
God,
like
I'm so obsessed. Yeah, I mean, I am in some ways happier. I there's something that works for me so much better than antidepressants, and I'm gonna start doing that thing again.
What is it?
But it deals with the person who I had dinner with last night.
Oh, okay. How was that?
Friend.
I wanted to ask.
Oh, heaven. I was like,
oh,
earth.
I'm so happy.
It's so fun. Oh, my God.
When's the last time you saw them?
I had dinner with an old friend last. He's him. And we could out him as being him.
Okay.
I probably hadn't seen him since. I know it was when I was living in a bigger body. I remember the last time I saw him. So like probably like
up.
So probably like 2021 maybe, but
I have had, you know, many people comment to me, they're like, how did Pat get so skinty?
Yeah. Oh, no one's asking me. It's such a strange thing when you've been open about having like a troubled past with eating and then mm-hmm. you lose weight. Like people are like, are you okay? And then you're like, yeah. And then they're like, okay, great. You look amazing. I didn't want to say that. And, you know, that's,
ew, what's wrong with people?
Conversation.
I have such an emotional relationship to food. I can't even, I need to fix it. It's pure emotion, me and food. It's pure emotion. With
I bought
me
so
and
many.
Food.
Yeah. It's Carly Rae Jepsen emotion album.
It's Carly Rae Jepsen with me and food.
It's Carly Rae Jepsen's album.
I'm
going to
lay down.
Don't
be mad. Don't be mad.
Isn't it a little bit frustrating that emotion was so good and then she can't seem to like recreate something on that level?
Which one was emotion? Which cover?
Emotion was like, boy problems, who's got them? I've gotten them too. Boy troubles, you're on double. Don't know what to do. Think I broke up with my boyfriend today and I don't give a damn. I got boy problems, broke up with my boyfriend. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's so good. I actually don't remember the cover, so I had to just sing that one. Oh, it's You Have to Listen to Boy Problems by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay.
I never say this. It slaps.
Oh, I didn't know that it slapped. In that case, I'd love to do it if it's slapping. I need to be back in New York so bad.
Yeah, you've been gone for quite a while.
I'm craving it. Wait, I want to talk to you about this. What?
Yeah. I was going to say, I saw Natalie sent you that video, and that's so funny.
It is the funniest thing. It's perfect. It's just incredible.
It's perfect.
I know. I'm so glad she sent it to me. And she, she was like, Merry Christmas. Wait, I want to make sure you saw this.
That, like,
I know. Yeah. It's so sweet. She made her lover. She made her lover an erotic. It was erotic embroidery.
It turned me on. Her embroidery. I've never been turned on by an embroidery before. Anyways.
Wait, so your dinner was great?
My dinner was really good. My friend's father passed away. And so he's telling me about his family. And it was like, his family was one of those stories that, like, if it was a CW, it was almost like the CW show, but it was like, that would be too broad for the CW even. They'd be like, okay, this is great. There was always like long lost sisters coming in, like Georgina from Gossip Girl, and like, and like messing everything up. And anyway, so that was really nice. And I, you know, yesterday I had to be in the West Village anyways, and you know, I'm going away on a trip. So I was like, maybe I'll get clothes like how they do on Real Housewives before the trip.
Wait, where are you going? Oh, right. When do you leave?
Tomorrow morning, and I have to
are you
do
excited?
My workout before. Excited.
I think it'll be good for your mood. This warm weather will be good for the
mood.
We'll
see. I definitely want to get tan. I have to shout out Bo and Steven, who were my girls at Ragabone West Village, who, like, literally we were in a sorority when I was shopping. You know
I
want to
see,
like,
the pickies. I want to see the new clothes.
They're like whatever, but you know, it is for a long time when I was not comfortable in my body, it was really hard to go shopping. And yeah. Now that I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable, it's kind of fun to, like, try things on.
Yeah, it's a great feeling.
And so I went to that place, Odin, which I didn't end up really liking. Have you been?
I don't know what that is. No, is it for men?
It was kind of like over. It might be just for men. I can't tell. There was some stuff that I was like, it could go either way.
I can't believe you were in my neighborhood.
Maybe it's mainly for men. I know. And my thing that I was there primarily for got canceled. So I was like, oh, that would be good if you were home. But
alas.
So then I went to Rag & Bone, like, you know, what's nice about it kind of, and for me, that's expensive clothes. For me, that's like, I'm in
Rag & Bone's
woman.
Very expensive clothes. It's like $200 jeans.
Okay, good.
It's like, okay.
I know. I never know what, sometimes I'll think like something is so expensive, like for a shirt, and then someone will reveal like that's actually normal. And like,
I think
make,
for clothes,
this other
over $100 is expensive for clothes.
Totally.
Because
at
the end of the day,
love,
you can walk into Old Navy and they will treat you right. And y'all know I love Old Navy on this podcast.
Yeah.
They will take care of you.
At the end of the day, I love Old Navy. They have some really cute pieces there. But,
and they celebrate all body sizes.
My mom gives me Old Navy clothes every year for Xmas. And, but what I'll say is that, you know, you do pay on the other end in that, like, the cost for, like, how inexpensive it is that, you know, it's not, like, when you go and you buy an expensive shirt, it does just fit your body better. You know what I mean? Like, it's like better made. It's always more flattering.
You don't
flattering.
Have to tell
it's
me,
like,
honey, I'm the queen of spending too much on clothes. I've been
so
naughty. I've been
amazing...
so naughty on my computer.
Oh,
buying
really?
So much,
oh, buying.
So much naughtiness.
I need to try on. My mom got two of my brother's pants this year, and she's like, I didn't get Patrick pants because of, you know why. And I actually didn't remember. I was like, no, why? She's like, because last year you told me you need to be there when you're getting pants because you have a weird body, which I don't agree with. I was like, so
what did you get for Christmas?
I got an air fryer, was like my main.
Oh,
everyone's,
I
like,
want one.
You know, kind of a main thing. Yeah, I got that, and then five older siblings, like, we do a Secret Santa, so my older brother had me, and he got me actually these really cool, like, bags that, like, help you pack, so, like, they kind of compress your clothes for you, which actually will be heaven when I'm, like, traveling, because nothing ever fits anywhere, and then, like, I run a lot, and then, like, I don't know what to do with, like, the sweaty clothes afterwards.
That's
I'm actually,
a good
like,
gift.
It'll be fun to have that. Yeah, it was actually, like, a gift.
I got some really cute boots that are orange, and then I asked for this necklace, so my brother bought it for me, Slay.
Oh, it's cute. It's hard. It looks like the Titanic. But
yeah,
pink.
It's hard. It's Titanic, but red. Sorry, my hands are in my pants. I keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah. But then I got to Rag & Bone, and immediately Steven and Bo were like, it was opposite of Pretty Woman, and that I was going to a store that was like a little expensive for me.
Do you think they were fans?
I don't think so, because they were acting like pretty normal.
They would have said something.
And I think because we got so chatty that, like, they would have had to
say
something.
Were you in a Walmart ad?
Yeah, like, yeah, they were friends of the Walmart ad. And they were just like popping back in, even like, yeah, it was just really fun. And they were being really like telling me about what was good and what actually wasn't great. Mm-hmm. And but then, you know, I had the experience that happens to like, that always happens, which is like you're being so chatty with the sales, with the shop girls, and you are like best friends, and then you get to the register and your bank is convinced like it's a murderer has murdered you and taken your card and your bag and bone with it and will not allow you to buy the clothes, and took like a million tries. It was like so awkward. But then finally I went through. So that was amazing.
I can't wait to see what you got. It's so exciting.
I got a couple of, you know what? I'm kind of into sweaters lately. I got two sweaters, and then I got like a chunky knit, like navy sweater.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And then I got like kind of a,
you
know, more
the thing
like,
about sweaters will serve you.
Totally. They will serve you. But you know what I can't with and I don't understand?
Open up.
Like shacket.
Open up and tell me.
Like shacket.
My dad is, every day he says the word shacket. He's obsessed with his jackets.
The thing about a jacket is, sure, they look great, but it's like, okay, well, I'm going to need a jacket as well. And then a jacket and a jacket will be too much, but just the jacket will be too little. So I actually don't have a place for this in my life.
I completely understand that. That's why I feel about like a trench coat. It's like, it's not keeping me warm, but it's taking the place of something that could keep me warm.
Totally.
That being said, I just bought
a trench coat makes me think of 90s kids will get it. Trench coat mafia.
What's that?
When I was in sixth grade, you probably are even like, that's one of those things that like literally the 2 years or the 3 years between us would make it so I know about it and you don't. But basically when I was in like sixth or seventh grade, it was like kind of in the lead up almost to like Columbine, trigger warning, basically like not goth, but like, I guess it was almost grunge. It was it was like a post-grunge where kids were wearing like trench coats. And there was this kind of nefarious energy around it. And everyone was kind of on edge about, like, for some reason, people call them trench coat mafia, I think. Or maybe trench coat mafia was specifically what the Columbine kids were in. I don't remember. But it was connected with Columbine. And then Columbine happened. And then we as a culture kind of moved away from trench coats on teens because it felt too scary.
Oh, I know. I feel bad for wearing a trench coat.
No, I think, you know, that
I
was
feel like
30
I can't
years
breathe.
Ago, girl.
I feel like I
we
can't
have to,
breathe.
We have to reclaim
My
the
stomach-
trench.
My stomach and my throat hurts and I feel like I can't breathe and also I'm warm. Can you imagine what that's like for me?
Your stomach and throat hurts and you can't breathe and you feel warm. I think I can access that. Yeah.
Maybe I should take off my sweater. That could be an amazing place to start with my totally. Warmth, with my warmth issue. I had something I wanted to discuss on the podcast, which is that I kind of felt, you know, I was bored and I kind of felt the urge to do like a 2022 like carousel posts. Like, sure.
Totally. I would love to do one of those, but I don't have any pictures.
So I was going through my photos and then it just felt, and then I posted them and I was like, this does, I'm very grateful for my life and it is amazing, but I'm like, it just feels so weird to throw up like 10 amazing things that happened to me when in the midst of that, this year was like some of the most difficult times of my life. And I'm just like, what? And I'm like, what am I? And then I was like, what am I trying to accomplish with this 2022 carousel post? And I'm like, what's the point of it? Is it make me feel very grateful, but does it make other people, I don't know. What is that? What am I doing? What is this?
I think it's
what's
like,
the point?
I know. Well, what is the point of social media in general? But I think it's like, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? Like, we're like,
and it's like, I post to remind people I exist so I can keep working and doing cool stuff. But yeah, I don't know.
I know. I didn't post a lot for a long time, but I'm trying to post more because I do want more followers, I guess. Like, I have basically the least followers of anyone I'm friends with.
Yeah, I still can't believe I don't have more followers. I kind of thought this year would change things.
Yeah,
but
you have a lot. Like, you definitely have
not
more
enough.
Than me.
It's not enough. I think I can't breathe. Oh, my sweater's coming off.
I think.
What? I don't really care who we're being.
Yeah. Oh, if you're hot, you gotta. No. These two people from Bachelor in Paradise, this like couple that like had, I forget who they, I'm actually not remembering their names, but like, oh, one, the girl was Piper and the boy was maybe Brandon. But basically they already had like fully been fucking before Paradise, but they wanted to go on Paradise for followers. So they pretended they weren't fucking.
Oh my God, that's us.
There's all these like, it's literally us. It's all this footage of them in daybeds, like talking about like followers in this really funny and like relatable way where he's like, I can't believe you did like one interview with like whatever like magazine and got like, what'd you get, like 7K from that? That's amazing. And she's like, yeah, I know, it's amazing. It is amazing. Like,
that is amazing. That's a lot.
Like, more episodes. Yeah. I know. That's a lot. I love them. They were obviously like huge like villains of the show. But it was kind of like relatable to hear them talking about like just wanting followers.
It is relatable to like, because everyone's pretending they don't want them, but they still matter for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, I would love if like cool brands made bigger clothes. I know I talk about this all the time, but it's just at a certain point, it's like, okay.
Rag & Bone was making me feel so skinny and small because.
That I've never bought anything from that store.
Well, their smalls
it's
are actually pretty
style.
Large.
It's not my style.
I had to walk out with an excess tee.
Well, that makes me want to call the doctor who works at the hospital.
But no, it wasn't like. I'm not like an excess in any other space.
I can tell you I've never been an excess in any space, and that's completely
neither
fine with
have
me.
I. And that's why I said, and I said that to Bo and Steven. I said, I feel crazy. I mean, I'm always a medium. And they were like, they run through our bag, they run through our bag, they run through our bag.
they run through the bag, they run through the bag. But what is the point of why do I feel like I can't breathe? I don't know. I feel like I'm, you know what it is? I think I'm TBH, I'm getting a little bit claustrophobic being in this tiny house for this long with this many people. We've been here like 10 days and there's basically no privacy, which is fine.
Yeah.
And also the thing about,
you're in your room now. You're in your own room.
This is my room that I share with my boyfriend Brian.
Yeah. At my parents' house, there's nowhere to go.
That sucks.
But it's cool that there's a room that you can go to, at least if you're.
You're right. I need to have perspective. To you're right. I'm being a little brat.
I'm being a bridge.
But listen, Pat, I'm being a bridge, which is when you're a brat and a bitch at the same time, and you had to lift me. How long did you stay at your parents' house?
Oh, like from Christmas Eve night to the 26th morning.
Okay. How are your sibs?
They're well, I think. I think that they're well.
I love you posting your sister to story because I never ever see her.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's
so cute. She looks like your oldest brother in my mind.
I feel very close with her lately. I was texting her even about just boys, but then I accidentally sent it to our family group chat that was like my other brothers too. So it was like humiliating, but she pranked me, didn't she?
Was that real?
She pranked me on. That was 1000% real.
That was your first experience with Tik.
Kind of, yeah. You know, she's on Tik, of course. She has to be. She's 23.
What's her handle? I want to follow her.
On Tik, I think it's like By the Grace of God, but ironically, because her name is Grace. But her and my other two of my brothers had like planned it all out, like they were gonna do it because I got there kind of late, like on Christmas Eve, and they couldn't decide. They told me they were deciding who.
Oh my god, here she is! Why is she so cute?
Wait, did you think it wasn't real?
For 1 second, I was like, "Is this real?"
I would never post a fake prank. That's like so not something I would do.
She's so cute. Don't you think she looks?
That's my best quality.
I just love seeing all your siblings' beautiful faces because you all do look alike. But
yeah.
To me, she looks like your oldest brother.
But with her own twist. Oh, interesting.
She kind of looks like middle too.
She looks a lot like, if you see pictures of my mom at her age, it's literally like doppelganger vibes.
Your mom is such a cutie.
That like, freaks me out. I don't like when people like look just like their parents.
Do
you know what I mean?
Do you think
you like... kind of have that with your mom, actually?
Really?
You look just like your mom.
Oh, that's cute. I never heard that.
Yeah.
She's cute.
Really?
I texted you this, but she had two cocktails at lunch and started crying.
My God. Yeah, that's so cute.
It's an issue. Is like I'm so sensitive that I can't unlock. I have to just like stay stone faced, otherwise I'll start crying. So I have to just be like, love you.
Yeah.
Anyways, we had a queue. We went to Breckenridge Distillery and we did a whiskey tasting, which was cute. But then everyone was like in a coma for the entire night, which was kind of depressing.
Yeah, totally.
What were you saying, sweetie pie?
Just that I'm so hungry. I'm sorry, I can't stop thinking about it.
What do you think you'll have? No jury in the world.
Yeah, I'll have a panini for sure, but I've been getting this Mexican panini from my diner for real girls.
And why don't you order it while we're talking so it gets there really soon?
Well, the So the diner, it comes in like 10 minutes to a point
where
like,
amazing.
I know, but I've had to even stop ordering it before I shower. Cause sometimes I have to get out of the shower to like hit the door button. And it's
Oh my God. That's so intense.
That's my vibe.
You poor thing.
But yeah, basically like I usually was getting like a chicken panini, well, whatever, kind of like, and sometimes all paninis are chicken paninis unless they're like fully turkey paninis. But anyways, then there's this Mexican one that's so good, but it's, they call it, because everything else is called a panini, but I guess because this is Mexican, they call it the Mexican panino. So I'll probably get,
you gotta love that
today.
No, does Grace care about me, or do you think I'm like a weird old slut who like you hang out with?
No, I think she does care about you. I think she listens to the pod sometimes, actually.
That's like scary to think about. Moon. Well, she felt comfortable not following me on Tik.
There's a gay. She probably doesn't know you're on Tik.
Well, but I just cancel. I just added her, which is huge for us. How old is she?
She's 23, kind of the main age.
And she looks so young. She's so cutie patoot. Is this her boyfriend?
What was I going to say? Tom, yeah, her boyfriend's name is Tom. Oh, I hope he's okay with me saying all this. Yeah, he's born in.
He's got a nice jawline. Shout out. Is everyone in your family coupled?
Yeah, pretty much. I will say I was the first one to be coupled, and now
that's
I'm the
huge.
Only one who's not
now you're
coupled.
Free.
Yeah,
Nelly Furtado.
Not that I was the first one who ever was coupled, but like.
And now you have an engagement. Angelo. Middle Chrissy Teigen is with Shailene Woodley. And
wow, I can't believe you're.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You remember that.
How could I forget that?
Yes. And then my youngest sister is obviously not coupled.
She's not coupled. How old is she?
Playing the field.
She's playing the field.
My youngest is. She's going to be 18 in.
Wait, am I forgetting one? Am I forgetting one?
I think you're forgetting Jack. Jack is my
youngest
God. Brother. Yeah,
I always forget about Jork.
I know, but he's coupled with a girl named Becca who I think might listen as well. And she
shout out Becca Lena. Becca, let me hear you go. If you're Becca and you're listening, let me hear you go. Let me tell you about what it's like. Let me tell you about what it's like. Wasn't the song I wrote for Christmas called Let Me Tell You About What It's Like? Let me tell you about what it's like. Let me tell you about what it's like. Let me tell
and
you about
you, I like that. You
but
and
it's like
Billy are coupled, but
Charlie's
not.
Newly coupled. Charlie actually is newly coupled.
Oh, really? Because he was the mayor of Tinder for a second, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He got the mayor badge.
He was the
every app, like every app. Every app thinks they're like literally geniuses for like giving you a mayor badge at some random thing. Like, oh, thank you. I'm the mayor of this thing. Like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Yeah, Charlie was cutting the ribbon for the Tinder for the Hinge ceremony for a while, but now he has a GF who I've yet to meet.
Wait.
I actually have a funny story, but I won't share it yet because it just happened.
That's interesting. That he feels comfortable being so coupled.
Now all three are coupled, but it's still very new for Charizard, so we'll see. But Billy's GF, Laura, is here. She's a boarder. She and Brian board. Me and Billy ski. Whatever, dude.
Maybe because just Brian's snowboard.
Yeah, I'm literally so complimented by that. No, I'm a ski bunny.
Yeah, Whitney Rose from Salt Lake City is a boarder because I'll go on
ski
trips sometimes.
She is such a boarder. How is that girl doing?
Have you been watching this season? It's insane. It's
I guess
like, not good.
I thought I watched it.
It's not good. It's not good, but it's like you want to watch each week, which is something. But like basically like
what's Meredith Marks up to?
She's kind of being like maniacal in the background this year, actually. She's really mad at Lisa Barlow for like what she did last year with a hot mic moment. And so she is definitely playing puppeteer where she's like kind of getting other girls to like say bad things about Lisa. And then when Lisa brings it up, Meredith is like, I didn't say it. They did. But
Meredith
she's really upset
psycho.
With Lisa. She has this like almost alliance with like truly like Jen Shah, which is so out of nowhere because they were such sworn enemies.
I know Meredith's classic, like she's so gaslighty. Like if
totally.
She decides she's like, she'll like pretend that she was always friends with someone. It's like,
totally.
No, girl. Like,
yeah, I know.
I watched that most recent season when I was a year ago in Mexico.
Yeah, that was like a really good season. But this season, what's interesting is basically it's like, you know, Whitney and Heather, how they were like always best friends.
Yeah,
and
I love them.
Claim to be cousins. Basically, this and they're having a huge falling out and they're not friends anymore. And they're on a friendship break. And then
why?
It's like not 1,000,000,000% clear. It's one of those like things where it's like they definitely covered it. But even now I'm like trying to think and like, I actually don't remember why it started. But now I just, now they keep having like fights about the fact that they're fighting. And like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, I don't even remember the original issue.
That's like that, that basically Rose, describes every episode of Housewives. Like they don't know why they're fighting.
Totally,
they're
yes. Fighting. Yeah. Brittany Rose is on a hashtag journey. She's healing because she's having lots of feelings about, she unlocked trauma from her past and it's bringing up lots of feelings. So she's on a healing journey.
Feelings. I want to heal.
And then basically, so like they're in San Diego and like Heather, there's like basically was in her room and there's a knock on her door and she opens it and then it cuts away. And then the next day, two girls come in her room and like, Heather, like, how are you? Good morning. And she's wearing these huge sunglasses and she takes them off and she has an enormous black eye and she won't say how she got it.
What? Heather?
I know. Yeah. Like my big joke is I keep saying I believe the owl theory from The Staircase, but
owl theory is black eye. So I'm obsessed with owl theory.
I would stake my life on owl theory.
After watching the Colin Firth program, I was just like, oh, he did it and he's guilty.
Oh, I don't believe in scripted programs.
But he did it. He did it. I think, allegedly. I don't know. God, I'm worried about you, sweetie. You know what? Billy made us protein pancakes and I was like, oh, I'm being so healthy. And then everyone was like, it's not healthy. It's just like extra protein. I was like, a car?
That's good though.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to hit the good. Sweets.
I am.
You know what I've been making? I'm making smoothies
every day. I had a Starbucks egg sandwich this morning.
Fuck yes. I love the food from Starbucks.
So good. The bacon Gouda is so good.
No, I'm a sausage girl.
Oh, I'm not. If there's one thing in this world I'm not, it's a sausage girl.
I can't believe you're going to Miami for New Year's Eve. I loved you.
I know. We'll see what happens.
I bet you're going to get a nice kiss.
We'll watch what happens live.
We're going to watch. Yeah, I bet you're going to get a kissy.
I did like, I do want to get a tan. I'm a little nervous when I'm running down there because, you know, I have a race coming up and I don't want to like have anything mess it up and it's going to be totally 80 the whole time. So I'm not used to like running an 80 right now. So we'll see. I'm so bummed about how bad my run went this morning, but I blame it on the 5 hour. And it was just an easy run. So it doesn't really matter how it went, but I'm supposed to, I have to do a workout tomorrow before I leave. I have to wake up like 6 a.m. to do it. And I'll be annoyed if I feel like crappy on the workout.
I'm excited that we're going to a wedding on New Year's Eve. I think that's cute.
Oh, whose wedding?
Brian's college friends.
Oh, that is fun. People like to do that. And then some people like to like be mad at those people, but I'm actually not in that community of people mad at those people.
I think it's so stupid to be mad. I want to have a New Year's Eve wedding. Lately, I really want to get married lately again.
That'd be fun. Because anyone who's like, you need to do, like, anyone who's like passionate about their New Year's Eve plans, like,
get help.
I think, yeah, they just need, they're in a really
what
hard
could
place
possibly
to
be
I
that
have compassion
fun
for them.
I have nothing but people. Warmth and light illuminating. Yeah. I have illuminating everywhere. I have New Year's resolutions. Do you want to hear about them?
Yeah.
I want to read every day.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I should have that one.
I want to be reading novels instead of looking at my phone. It helps my mental health. I want to be reading like 30 pages a day. I want to be.
Yeah.
I want to get into weightlifting. I'm going to get jacked.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't care. I don't care how I look. I just want to be strong. I don't want my back to hurt because I'm like old now.
Totally.
And then yeah. I want to heal. I want to heal my relationship with food, of course. Of course, casually heal my relationship with food. I want to drink less, of course. Classic. You heard it all before. But honestly, I say this a lot, but now that I get really hungover when I drink a lot, it's really, even while it's happening, I'm like, it's not worth it.
It's 1,000% worth it. Even as like an alcoholic, like I so rarely crave alcohol even when I'm being really flying loose and fancy free with like my recovery, but it really takes a specific situation for me to crave alcohol because it feels so not worth it. Like it's just so,
I agree. I think it's the best to have like one drink and you like feel like a little loopy and then you just stop and then you're like, okay, now I'm not gonna ruin my day tomorrow.
Totally. Yeah. But then even that, it's like, what's the point then? I don't know. But
just to have something to hold, I guess. Yeah. And then my other,
I have more trouble with like,
I want to get a vacuum cleaner and like learn how to use it.
Oh yeah, we talked about it. I told you, Dyson.
Yeah, I'm getting it. I have spent so much money this past week though, just online shopping. But
me
I'm
too.
Gonna Dyson, and I'm also gonna get a blender. I'm not afraid of it. And
oh, Miley's
I'm just going to be a better person this year. I'm going to be like really zen. I'm going to find peace within. And I'm going to lower my cortisol levels. And I'm going to be like having inner peace. And no one's going to be able to handle it. And that's how it's going to be for me.
All right. My resolutions you've inspired me to have them are I want to stretch every day. Like really stretch.
Yeah, and stop that's such a good one.
Flexible. Definitely keep reading more because this year I had a bad year in terms of how much I read. And be cleaner. Be cleaner so I don't end up on TLC, the channel.
that's mine too. Like, yeah. Just stop being fucking disgusting. Also, this is a really embarrassing thing, but my Brian and I keep fighting because this is a habit I'm really trying to break, and it is fucking disgusting, and I can't believe I'm admitting it on air. But I get scared of flushing the toilet at night because the sound scares me.
Really? Like, so, scares you, like, you think like, it's a monster?
Yeah, like, I think it's like a ghost.
Do you leave, like, huge shits in the toilet?
Never shit. Just, I leave, or like, piss. I leave piss and paper towels or whatever, toilet paper. And then in the morning, Brian will be like, ooh, look who left me a little present. And I'll say, I'm sorry, but I'm scared. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's so interesting to be fearful of that. But it's,
of a sound that I make.
It's actually not disgusting because it's pee. You know what I mean?
It's still disgusting for a girl.
Yeah. what else is my New Year's resolution? I want to be more in touch with my recovery too. That's the other thing, because I've really gotten really lax about it in a way that I think makes me miserable and want to commit suey. So
no, well, don't do that.
Yeah, no, I would never.
I know. I would love to find like fellowship in community.
That's your New Year's resolution, to find fellowship and community.
Yeah, and to heal my relationship with food, to heal it. But also, you know, my brothers and I are going to start hosting Shabbat dinners at our apartment building, because now that we live in the same
building.
Oh, yeah,
that'll be so fun.
I know.
I have to say, like,
but it's hard when you travel so much.
I know. It's really hard to get in a routine when you travel.
But it is the thing. But traveling is what makes me feel alive. It makes me happy. But sometimes I'm like, what if I could be normal? But I don't want to be. I want to be so rich and successful. Oh!
Yeah.
Yes, mama.
I would love to be in the same place for like an extended period of time, but I'm not traveling that much. I'm going to Vancouver. I'm doing it. If you're in Vancouver, you should come to my show. I'm going to, I think, Pittsburgh at some point. I think it's the only things I have like on the bits at the moment. But I might do like Portland and Seattle again while I'm in Vancouver, because it just makes sense. You know what I mean?
Some things just make sense. Things about my apartment also, that just make sense. That's TikTok language.
Oh, really? That sounds kind of good.
Things about me that just make sense.
Ever since the government came and took every cent that I had, I feel like I'm like, do I get paid to do stand up actually, or am I breaking even on these traveling shows? Do you know what I mean?
I know, it's really tricky with that.
Yeah, there's no way to really know how much you're getting from a check, because you just have to all save it.
I feel like my agent's really good about being like, here's what's actually happening, like if this is worth
it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
not to be cheesy, but I literally love my team, Slay.
I love my team.
We're always fighting. the one thing we don't really fight. I never want to hurt your feelings.
No, we don't.
I'd be so sad.
No,
I never want to hurt your feelings. You know, I was thinking last night you were feeling down, and I was texting you, and I wanted to text you. You're not going to like this. What I wanted to text you was like, Pat, I know you don't respond well when I give you compliments, but just know that I love you and I'm here for you. And then you would just go dark and start responding.
Totally. Well, my phone is about to die.
I know. And Brian goes, you should just tell him that. And I go, he knows.
I know.
What are you going to do today, Chicky?
Well, I'm going to run one more time, a short little run. And then I think I might go to Target and pick up a few things.
Oh, fuck me up. I love Target.
I live pretty close to a pretty good Target. I want to get a blow dryer.
I thought you were going to say blow dryer. I want to get a blow job real quick at Target. That's so funny. What if? That's so funny. I'm laughing
people,
so much.
I'm sure people do it. I'm going to pack up. I've been doing pull-ups. I'm doing core. I'm doing push-ups.
I'd give head at Target for cold, hard cash.
I would definitely give head at Target for cold, hard cash.
My dad was being such a woke
I might go back.
King the other day over dinner. And he was like, yeah, of course prostitution should be legal. Everyone should be able to do whatever they want with their body. I was like, yes, my woke king. And I was like, damn, dad really wants to pay for sorks. Sorry, mama.
Sorry, maybe he wants to sell his body. He could make it. He could make a couple bucks.
With you.
He's got a tight little body.
Stop it.
Yeah, I would pay. I would pay to have sex with your dad. I would throw him a bone.
I just rewatched.
I would support his business and help him get it off the ground.
He's a small business owner. I just watched the amazing girls clip. He got that earring on a trip with his male friends. Are we hearing ourselves? Are we hearing what we're saying?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. What were you saying, though, sweetie pie?
Just then I may go back to my old apartment because I have to get a few things that are, I have to like finish moving out still, actually. And then hopefully I'll clean up. And I'm watching Real Housewives of Miami from the beginning because like they brought it back on Peacock and everyone says it's good. But I had stopped watching either season one or like early season two. But it's so good, even in
I'm enjoying it so much. Peacock Care About Us Challenge. Send me and my co-host of my podcast Peacock login so I can experience your programming.
Oh, I do have you can use my login. I think it's unlimited.
But I'm just like, I just want everyone to care about me.
I do have logins, everything, and then I write it off for taxes because I quote unquote work in television.
You know, it's first of all, I'm 31 years old. If you think I understand what writing it off for taxes means, you're crazy. I don't know what it means. I think that I do it because I have an accountant and I have a special business card. But honey, I don't.
Do you
understand
send him
it.
Like? Do you send him like your statements like highlighted with things that like you're writing off? Basically, it's
I just say here's the business. I'm in a place now professionally where I've been able to this year. I think. Get everything business related with my business card and all the other stuff personal. So then he just knows.
Yeah, I end up like, it gets too blurry. I end up like using my business card for personal or whatever. So I end up just doing the highlights.
I would never do that.
It's really messy. But that's one of my resolutions is to be more
financially clean.
Yeah, just more financially aware of what I'm doing. And like even
I'm
just
doing sickening things financially. I need to change.
Me too. I'm doing.
You know, it's so funny about the podcast is sometimes people will like repost a clip from it or like a quote that one of us have said. And I'm like, if you think either of us remember saying that, you're in the
yeah, truly.
Here's a question before we go. Do you feel hot today?
Well, I didn't feel good in my runs, so that was like off to a bad start. But right in this moment, I don't, but I do think I later. Do you feel hot today?
Yeah, actually I do because I took a shower and washed my hair and I'm wearing these cool big sweatpants I got from Zara. Shout out to my best friend Zara. And I'm wearing this cool new necklace and I feel good. And do you have a crush of the week?
I do. My crush of the week is Stephen and Bo from Rag & Bone West Village, who really helped me out.
But you know what? What's scary about Rag & Bone is they do that thing where they like put a picture of jeans on pants. Do you know what I'm saying?
Wait, no. What do you mean?
You know when you're too tired to explain something, you're too bored of it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like, yeah, okay. Like a decoration on the jeans or like as
they
a tag.
Had, like, God, I'm literally out of breath from being so tired of this.
I won't make it.
Whatever. Crush of the week for me is going to go ahead and be Mother Nature and everything she's given us.
Oh,
the slopes are spectacular. When you're in the mountains, it's really like everything seems completely insane. Like the mountains are beyond. And I feel really lucky that I get to be here. It's okay. I love that sound. Bop it.
I bet you're feeling some altitude something.
Definitely.
That's what, like 5,000 feet?
It's way more than that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. 5,000 feet, you'll feel it. 6 or 7,000 feet, you'll definitely.
Let me look how much I'm at. I can't believe you still haven't been here. You'd love it here.
I'm sure I would.
Altitude.
You know, Aaron Jackson was there last week.
I know. We were texting about hanging out. I would love to see him. I'm at 9,000 feet, over 9,000 feet.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's so high, Catherine. You're definitely feeling that's something affecting you. You're going to come back and be so good at running. You're going to come back to sea level and be so good at running.
I actually am. My legs are getting strong because I've been skiing every day. When I bend over, I go, oh.
I don't think I'd be able to run at 9,600 feet unless I like really acclimated.
It takes a few days. Anyways, yeah, it's nice here, but I'm ready to go back home. And that's that. And I guess, my crush is Mother Nature. She never stopping. I love her work.
Are you mad at me?
No. Did you ever read that book that Amy told me about, The Body in Question?
No.
It's really
I want to read tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Do you tell me about that?
Yeah, I'm literally reading it right now. It's next to me.
My cousin told me about it too. And I was like, someone just told me, I think Catherine did. And then I saw someone post it.
I'm going to be honest about this.
Next, I'm reading Jeanette McCurdy because everyone's like,
oh, everyone says that's really juicy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I got a Kindle so I can really read this year. Once I finish tomorrow, it's my last physical book. I'm going to go Kindle with it. I'm going to get Kindle with it.
Don't you like having books around your apartment and stuff?
I totally do. But at this point, my apartment is so cluttered with shit, including books. And I just think if I'm traveling, I'm more likely to read my Kindleina. Anyways, I'm not mad at you at all. I love you more than life, more than Mother Nature. Are you mad at me?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Thank you so much for texting me when I was down yesterday. Aww. And
I hope you have fun in Miami.
Yeah, I hope I do.
Send me juicy texts.
I get all my run again. I will. Hopefully, okay, I get like one good picture to post. You know,
you're all definitely. Right, I definitely believe you're going to get a good picture. Bye. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment.